Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The last word on love. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Love means giving yourself. It is patterned on the example of God Himself. God gave His only Son to individuals deserving far less. Now, in words of beauty and depth, Paul calls on grateful believers to love in return. Jonathan Edwards probes the Bible's greatest chapter on love. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. A true respect for either God or man consists in love. If a man sincerely loves God, it will lead him to show all proper respect to Him. And men need no other motivation to show each other all the respect that is due than the motivation of love. Love for God will lead a man to honor Him, worship, and adore Him, and heartily acknowledge His greatness, glory, and dominion. And so, it will lead to acts of obedience to God. For the servant that loves his master like the citizen that loves his ruler will be inclined to proper subjection. Love will lead us to praise God for the mercies we receive from Him. Love will incline our hearts to submit to the will of God, for we are more willing that the will of those we love should be done than the will of others. True affection for God will lead us to acknowledge God's right and worthiness to govern. The true Christian is willing to admit that God is worthy of this, and it is with delight that he casts himself before the Highest because of his sincere love for Him. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 31b through chapter 13, verse 13.
And yet I will show you the most excellent way. 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Today, I love often means I want or I desire. A fallen world has twisted the meaning of love 180 degrees. As both Jonathan Edwards and Paul suggest, love is what you give, not what you get. Loving God means giving yourself to God. When was the last time you told your Heavenly Father, "I love you"?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.